Mason's mistakes. The radical social democrat Bull Mason is correct that the Labour Party has to make hard choices, but Labour's new leader can at least make such decisions from a position of strength, as Mason recognises Corbyn has the firm support of most unions, tens of thousands of new and active members. Mason concludes his enemies are isolated. But if we recognise that the majority of Labour MPs actually stand firmly opposed to most of Corbyn's refreshingly socialist ideas, then, if anything, it is Corbyn who is isolated within his own party. This is because the majority of Corbyn's supporters presently have next to no democratic means of redressing the Blairite domination of the parliamentary Labour Party. Although Labour's democratic deficit could be overcome quickly if Corbyn took a principled lead on this matter. More accurately then, if Corbyn's enemies are isolated from anything, it is from the democratic will of the majority of Labour Party supporters, and this is a major problem. Having misidentified the issue, Mason's response is to propose that Corbyn must disown the decidedly anti-Blairite policies he campaigned on during last year's Labour leadership contest, and make an explicit offer to the right and centre of his party. Mason calls this an obvious solution, but it is not a new solution as Corbyn is already travelling down this route. This leads Mason to suggest the need for Corbyn to make an about-turn on urgent policy issues like defence. Apparently, Labour needs to bury its differences on Trident around a solution that involves both wings compromising on their principles. Although Mason says no more about Trident in this Guardian article March 21, he soon put more flesh onto the rotten bones of this argument in a nasty YouTube video, The Left-Wing Case for Nuclear Weapons Guardian, the 6th of April, which might alternatively be interpreted as Mason's debut into the world of satire. Evidently Mason has no faith in the ability of the mood of the working class to change, and for the mass of humanity to swing behind the type of socialist politics that are necessary to bring an end to the violence of capitalism. This is a shame. On the contrary, Mason seems ashamed of the long history of anti-war campaigning that has been, and continues to be waged by the grassroots of the Labour movement. Michael Barker, Leicester,